I brought along a couple of album covers this morning. I was flicking through albums. Now, these are kind of like old things. And the first one that came to mind that I thought I'd bring is The Stranglers, No More Heroes. And I thought I'd bring that here today because today is all about heroes. And when it says No More Heroes, you're all here. And Jeff, your story, the fire story, and everybody in this room are heroes. So put on that little track, go the bass line, and blast off into the future. The other one I thought I'd bring along is Tom Robinson Band, Power and Darkness, which I was listening to, and it says in there, I was listening over the weekend to the lyrics of that, and it says, institutions fundamental to the British society are under attack. NHS, all the funding that we all need. So make sure that we all stand up and fight for our rights. I think that's another line off there. And I thought I'd start again, another little quote from Goethe. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, magic and power in it. Begin it now. So take those words away. I think in a way, when I look back at what I was able and privileged to do at Surface Camp Sewage and the rest of my kind of life, those words kind of ring true. And one of the other little things was that whenever I was doing something, it was like running across a set of stepping stones at low tide, but never really being able to see the next stepping stone. Just having confidence that, you know, the universe would provide, and that if you have the confidence and the passion and the drive to go forwards, that things would come in front of you. And I think, and I can look around this room at people like Claire and Manier and other people, and I think that probably rings true. If you hesitate, you lose the momentum and you stop that drive forwards. Where have we got? So this is a grain of sand, so it's what I do now, and change is the key at the centre of that. And those little things about inspiring, campaigning, communicating, measuring, solutions, coming up with solutions, and celebrating it all. So that's that. And we live on this wonderful planet, and part of the deal of living on this planet, I think, is that we understand that there's 6 billion other people live on the face of planet Earth. If we all consume like the Americans, we'd need 5 planets. If we all consume like the Europeans, we'd need 3.5. We've only got one, so we need to be a bit smarter on how we do things. And we need to do so in an equitable way, so that everybody gets a fair crack of the deal, not just this kind of American-led and the Western-led. We've got to redistribute that wealth. A little tiny blast through SAS. This is one of the things that inspired me. It inspires me to get up. There'll be things that inspire you to get up in the morning and do great things. So always come back to that. That's the thing that helps drive. 20 million people use the British coastline. Vital they should also all be able to do so in clean bathing water. This used to be the state of the coastline. There used to be a horrible 5 million gallon chug of crude sewage out over there, the other side of the headland. I went for a walk this morning, it's not there anymore, thankfully. Good for tourism. This used to be the state of the British coastline, Cornish coastline, nice little rock pools. With this was a shop we sold it to, Have I Got News For You as well, for £275. And they use it to spot the odd one out, which one's the politician and the little bit. I was going through the problem. In life, though, you have to come up with a solution, and environmental pressure groups and lots of people get stuck on not coming up with a solution. We looked high and low for ours. We found it in the island of Jersey. They had put in ultraviolet light disinfection, £9 million cheaper to do the right thing. I was called in front of a House of Lords celebrity, so I put my suit and tie on, went up and sat down in front of a bunch of lords and ladies at the House of Parliament. And they pushed me about this. They said, how confident are you in this technology? And I said, based on those, on the figures of what's coming at their outfall pipe, I'd feel 50 times safer sticking my head up Jersey's outfall pipe than I would bathing on many government past beaches. Problem with having a big mouth, as opposed to Jeff, you probably wiser man, is that sometimes people call you on. And a week after I made that statement, the island of Jersey's tourist department thought this would be a great wheeze. So they asked me out, about an hour before this picture was, the water was here, all the island's media, they paddled as hard as like 2,000 people's sewage, and I stand by what I said, looked a lot cleaner than the standard that our beaches were using at the time. So it's that thing of having confidence, get really horribly ill, and I'm still here to tell the tale. So that's coming up with the solution, help drive them forwards. We opened the Welsh Water's first UV disinfection work, sewage treatment, Wessex Water, and other water companies. Did the right thing, so find the right thing. Campaign hard, you know, nothing like a 10-foot inflatable in a wetsuit to get the media there. So be imaginative, be passionate. Use our wonderful political system as well. We do in this country. We have the right to go to Parliament to campaign, to represent, and also into Europe. Europe's brilliant. You know, I've been and met the President of the European Parliament and the Commission and all of that. Use the media blatantly as well. Come up with good, sexy stories. Drive everything forward. But definitely probably back this up. News desks always work, and if it's lively and fun and passionate, it makes good media. Use the law. These two ladies, we challenged Carrick District Council, went all the way to the High Courts in London and won. Set case precedent for the whole of the UK. And you've got to remember, I forgot to say, I failed all my A-levels as well when I was getting to a little bit about this. Is about having that passion and that you can go and do great things. We also bought water companies, bought shares in all the water companies, giving us right of access to all of their annual general meetings. So again, believe that we own this world. It is ours. We own companies, ultimately, through our shares. We own Parliament, the MPs, the civil servants, because we, through our taxes, pay all their salaries. So somehow, whether it be the connection through their product or the connection through the service, it is our world, and it's important that we remember that. Have great friends. This is a former MEP, Glyn Ford, who said, why don't you come and meet the President of the European Parliament? Which we did, and that's Egon Klepsch on the right in 19. We were able to present a petition as to what we wanted to see and the changes that we wanted to see. And 1 year's on now, as I said, I walked up that outfall pipe. It's not chugging or sewage. You know, Funwood is a whole lot better place to be. Our beaches and our coastal waters are just, apart from periods of heavy downfall, full place, and took on the role of sustainability director, where I, you know, was lucky enough to work with Munir, and he said he's going to take the mick out of me later, so I'm not quite sure what that'll do. And sustainable development, sustainability was the core of what I had to do. And it is, it's all of these things. It's, you know, big issues, peace, justice. Sometimes at this point, get all the blokes in the room to stand up, and then I tell them that, imagine they weren't worth anything, they were second-rate citizens, and they were going to be paid less than all the women. And then I remind them that it's only 100 years ago that that was a state in this country, many parts of the world, that's still the situation. So, you know, women's rights are really important, and we should remember that. But children, biodiversity, education, poverty, pollution, all of these, about every single thing. And it's about that whole journey, you know, from before when you're born to when you get into a nice little wicker coffin. And please remember, that's what hang on, touch wood that I don't get it too quickly. Sustainability is at every single one of those stages and everything in between. And we can make really positive changes to the way that that goes forwards. You know, if you'd said that wicker coffins were going to come through and that my mum, who died a couple of years ago, would be able to go out in that way in a more sustainable form, being a myth. But it does come through, so it's that passion of belief. And it's about everything, so won't dwell on this too long. You know, the air we food, air we breathe, food, products, waste, energy, and happiness. And, you know, there is this graph, and, you know, once you can put a roof over your head, stay warm and keep the family fed, the more money you earn doesn't make you any happier. It's about connecting to the environment and understanding the world in which we live. Pants, they were mentioned, this balance of triple bottom line, the balance between environmental, social and financial, that we should measure in everything, because if we get any of it wrong, it'll come back and bite us in another area. This was the waste facilities at the Eden Project. We looked at putting a dishwasher in or staying with disposables. You know, it was one of the great myths when Eden first rolled onto the thing. It had the huge catch-up to do, to catch up with its rhetoric. And, you know, we looked at the triple bottom line of putting in a dishwasher and crockery and cutlery or staying with disposables. Environmentally, by putting in a dishwasher, landfill, we reduce the carbon and the material impact of manufacture and transportation to us. Socially, we created two jobs. People got a nicer cup of tea because they could drink it out of China. And they could eat salad because there's salad on the plate. Financially, we sold more tea, we sold more salad, and we saved ourselves £189,000 over 5 years. So doing the right thing often delivers a triple bottom line win. Waste neutral at Eden. You know, this was a project, we got down, we got dirty, you know, myself included, and a great team of guys and girls. We waded through all of the waste, every single bin liner, for 7 days in the height of summer. Not a nice job, but we did it, and we got to understand what our waste streams were, which enabled us, some just to remove some of that waste, secondly to put a composter in place, and then work up the supply chain to make sure that the products that were coming to our site had a home to go to. They could either be recycled or composted. And I think it was about 3 years we reduced our landfill by 66%. And importantly, this is about being a YIMBY, a yes in my backyard. And one of the great things that Eden did was to have the courage to take the waste facilities from behind house and put them right up front so that everybody visiting that site comes past the waste neutral compound. Because as a society, we have this dreadful thing where we tend to put our waste facilities, our energy generation, our sewage treatment works next to the poorest people in society because they can't afford to fight those battles. And we're kind of damned as a society as we continue to do this. I have this wonderful dream. I want to see if nuclear energy is so safe, let's put some opposite the House of Commons. And I want to go and hold a public consultation event in London and just push that forward onto them. Popularise it. This was a tricky job. I had to do a whole series with Melinda Messenger, but you know, it was tough. Someone had to do it. But it was about getting out and popularising these things, sustainability, making it mainstream so that everybody gets a hold of it. And you know, some of the deep dark greens went, "What on earth are you doing?" But she helped us take more and more of the viewing figures and helped us get that message across. It's about progress and innovation. Carlene said the word innovation this morning. You know, people often whinge and say, "Oh, those wind farms, they're not there. The solar energy things, cells aren't really there yet." You know, if we hadn't had the brick, we wouldn't have these little slick iPhone things that we now have. So it's about that progress and it's about that innovation and belief. I'm struggling to see these slides. Where am I now? Oh, this is a great eco product as well. This was, I just released. Ben said, "Why can't we make it? We made an eco surfboard." He said, "Why can't we make an eco cricket box?" So, for the girls who don't know, you put it here so this ball hits, it doesn't do any damage. Ben unfortunately copped it in the eye because he wasn't wearing eco cricket helmet. That got us international media coverage as far as the Mumbai Times and the Ashes coverage in Australia. And the final thing I put this in is because, final proof, Ben's about to be a dad, so it works. Over a barrel, and I wanted to throw this quote in. Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies in the final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone, it's spending the sweat of its labourers, the genius of its scientists and the hopes of its children. And that was actually written not by some old hippie, that was General and then President Eisenhower. And it's about that. That's why we need to remember that. Let's not waste our efforts and our geniuses. Let's have peace where we can go forwards and trap that genius so that we can spill it on the face of planet Earth. And it is these things that inspire us. This is just a lovely picture of our, you know, hedgerow and our country. And this led me into a little bit of work that I was privileged to do with a thing called Blue Gym. And the Blue Gym is coming forwards. It's been underpinned now by the opening of the Environmental and Public and Human Health Institute in at the Knowledge Spa in Truro. And it's about using this wonderful environment to help deal with physical. And part of that is this wonderful work that Surf Action has done. Surf Action, Rich Emerson came up and won this award. And for those who weren't here last year or don't know about Surf Action, Rich, who set this up, is a war veteran from the first Gulf War, suffered from PTSD. He takes guys and Tim from the fire service, and I know the fire service have been helping with this. He takes people who are ex-military and blue light services to the beach environment to help start that confidence building. He came with the director of that. And they do great things. Thanks for all the help. We won £50,000 through the lottery. Voted for that. Thank you. Camps and take, you know, very challenging people with missing limbs and things into the water and help start to build that confidence. Rich now has a full-time job. We're working hard. He does a surf clinic every single Friday. So starts at the disability centre in Hale and then goes on to the beach. So if you know people who might just want that little break, to get out there and connect with other people, send them on down, get hold of us, funded by the ESF, you know, the wonderful Carolyn and her team of the people, and Carlene Sedgun, that was how that happened. And it is making a huge difference to people's lives. And back out into a global, if it doesn't matter to us, it does matter, because there's 1 billion people who don't even have access to adequate drinking water. So there are huge challenges facing us all. You need to celebrate. This is a great wonderful gig we did at Eden, with Mania going, yeah, boys, and Tim going, go on, charge. And we managed within 3 weeks to pull Africa Calling together, where we communicated the message of what we... And everybody said we wouldn't do that, and it wouldn't gain any coverage, but it did. And Nelson Mandela talked live from the Joburg stage to the Eden stage, and vice versa. And that was about belief. That was about driving forward. First century needs us all. And it needs us to stand up and do a really, really, really good job. Huge tension is good. Carlene says I'm always winding people up. Well, it's good to wind people up, because that's what drives positive change. I never hurt anybody. SAS never had a single arrest in all of its 21 years. You can do these things in a passionate, positive, driving way. Be like and quick. If you know you're 70% right and the 30% is going to kill anybody, then get forward and do it. You can always publish your newsletter. You know, you can come and review it 6 months later. You can come and review your policy 6 months later. Go on, do it, drive forwards. Be attractive, you know, pull people in, come up with those stories and the inflatable poo and whatever it is. Get everybody on board. Homo sapiens can do anything, you know, as we've done amazing things and we can continue to do so. Be passionate, be wonderfully, hugely passionate, and be free. And live your dreams, because if a kind of beach bum who failed his A-levels can help turn that into that and that, then believe what all Europe can do. Thank you very much indeed.